And we are back here in Out of the Woods. Got new stuff now for you from Haliana. Here's Walk Away on Out of the Woods.
Don't you worry about me, babe. It ain't no use. By the way I've been living, there ain't no excuse. Just let me walk away. I can't say what is wrong. I don't plan these things, I just go along. Take a walk in my shoes with them worn out soles. I've walked in them for miles till I wore in these holes, and I wouldn't trade the new ones. No, no, they got me this far, and I'm ready to go. Don't you worry about me, babe. It ain't no use. By the way I've been living, what is wrong? I don't plan these things, I just go along. Just let me walk away and let it all go. Sometimes you've gotta follow your own heart, you know. And I'll see you someday, somewhere down the road. Don't you worry, just let me go. Don't you worry about me, babe. It ain't no use. By the way I've been living, there ain't no excuse. Just let me walk away. I can't say what is wrong. I don't plan these things, I just go.
acknowledge where I am, a piece of a puzzle, a part of a plan. I am free, I cleaned up my debt, I take time to accept all the beauty around me. I won't walk like a slave today, chained to my regret, my past and my future fate. I forgive, I won't forget that I am free in the truth of each moment by the love heaven sent in my heart. I believe that I am free with bird song in the morning, bright light from the sun, the moon. I feel the wind, the sand. Past and my future fate, I find myself alive, but I am free right where I am, a piece of the puzzle, a part of the plan. I am free, I follow my breath, mindful with each step along this curious journey. I won't walk like a slave today, chained to my regret, my past and my future fate. I forgive, I won't forget.
Up bright and early on that beautiful spring day, she had trained to be a doctor, helping people on their way. She had put in hours of practice, doing many distance runs. She was gonna do that grueling course of the Boston Marathon. She was feeling quite exhausted when they reached the quarter mark. The crowd were cheering runners on, they'd all make it before dark. But little did that doctor know that something would go wrong. She would never get to finish the Boston Marathon.
Explosions rent the air, there was chaos all around. It seemed some angry people tried to shut the whole thing down.
Despite the shock and fear she felt, she knew what should be done. She must try and help the injured at the Boston Marathon. He had only that week joined.
He was detailed to do crowd control. He was near the finish point when those two explosions ripped the air and chaos followed on. His duty was to help those down at the Boston Marathon.
Two explosions rent the air, there was chaos all around. It seemed some angry people tried to shut the whole thing down.
The scene was devastation, where the dead and injured lay. And there were many others who tended folks that day. Despite the death and injury, the Boston spirit still lives on. We'll remember all those heroes from the Boston Marathon. And despite the death and injury, their spirit still lives on. We'll remember all the heroes of the Boston Marathon. We'll remember all. We'll live to see another running Boston Marathon.
Chrissy Colcran here on Out of the Woods. As you might suspect, that is a very new song. And that's going to be on Chrissy's album called Almost Country. And it's from TGV Productions. Chrissy is the chief cook and bottle washer for The Global Voice, which is one of the online stations that is nice enough to bring you out of the woods every week. So great stuff from Chrissy. I love that a lot. And that's all electronic, all keyboards and whatnot. Just a fabulous musician and a very well-written tune there. Sloan Wainwright, and they're also brand new stuff from Upside Down and Under My Heart. Actually, I'm not sure how new it is, but it's new to us. I think it's just getting some distribution to the radio stations. But we heard I Am Free from Sloan Wainwright. Underhill Rose, brand new stuff in there from their self-titled debut. And Who Brought the Sun? And we started you off. Also a self-titled release from Haliana and Walk Away. All right, folks. Well, we got a lot of music for you still to go. We're going to see how much we can cram in. Before we got a split here, we got about another 40 minutes thereabouts. And I think there's some more hijinks down there in the barn. So we better head on over there. But first, we have a brand new track for you from Marshall Chapman. New CD is called Blaze of Glory. And here's Call the Llamas on Out of the Woods.
Call the llamas. I saw little Buddha in the checkout line at the grocery store today. Call the llamas. He was sitting like a prince in his grocery cart with a perfect smile on his face. His mom and dad preoccupied with paying for their food. They could not see him smile at me with calm beatitude. Call the llamas. I saw little Buddha in the checkout line at the grocery store today. Call the llamas. He was sitting like a prince in his grocery cart with a perfect smile on his face. Here we go. Then suddenly in front of me, I saw three little girls, their mother bagging groceries. all around her feet they swirl. Their peals of laughter silenced when they all looked up to see. Let a boodle smiling at them be a difficulty. He leaned down towards them, holding all them in a state of bliss. One by one, they each received his transcendental kiss. Call the llamas. Yeah. I saw a little Buddha in the checkout line at the grocery store today. Call the llamas. He was sitting like a prince in his grocery cart with the perfect smile on his face. Call the llamas. Oh. A little Buddha in the checkout line at the grocery store.
Is not that you are not funny. It is not that you are not entertaining. You always entertain me, Mr. Guru.
And you always kiss butt. Mushi, why are you here? I'm humiliated that my cows are booing me. And not booing me to scare me, but booing me to... well, to express their disappointment in my little skits here on, you know, the radio.
Mr. Gulu, please don't take it personal, but you see, cows, they have a certain type of sense of humor that does not translate well with a Norwegian bachelor farmer like yourself.
You're starting to sound like Garrison Keillor.
Well, you know what I mean. Mr. Gulerud, you, the Libra, you don't like confrontation. And so they don't engage. I mean, they give you so much, Mr. Gulerud. They give you so much of themselves.
Well, I'm still hurt. I don't know if I can keep doing this show anymore.
Mr. Gulerud, I have exercised the cows. I have talked to them, and they are done making fun of you. In booing you. They will only moo you now. And they wanted me to tell you, straight from them, that, Mr. Guru, they love you, these cows. They do. Don't say anything. Mr. Guru, they appreciate what you do for them by taking away all of these milk deposits, and they know that they would burst without you squeezing their udders every morning here in the barn. And they just don't get your jokes and your voices and so on. So that's all. But they will not boo you anymore. I gotta go. I have to go. I have a seminar to give on the lotus and how to sit cross-legged when you have arthritis, right now, arthritis. So it's been good. Exercise in your barn. There's no charge. Please come to one of my seminars. You need to go to church or something.
Yeah, I keep hearing that.
Thank you. Goodbye. And we will see you soon.
Thank you, Mushi. Well, cows, talk to everybody but me. You talk to the Holy Skull. Everybody but me. You talk to Mushi. I'm really hurt. Let's check the answer machine.
Four messages. Message one.
I have a favorable opinion of President Barack Obama.
Old. 1:17 p.m. Saturday.
Peter, this, I don't understand your last phone call at all. Unless you're going through, like, some kind of a bipolar situation, something's not right.
Mushi?
Because you just disrespect.
Mushi?
I've tried to reach out to you. Old. And I'm not getting through to you. And I was trying to reach out to you to see if it's time for me. Old.
Are you avoiding me? Well, my Peter.
Old, I was trying to reach out to you to see if it's time for me to just delete everything.
Are you avoiding me?
Old.
This is Tommy Rapazman.
Mushi.
I've been selected for a free beta tester for high-speed internet. We are now testing.
Mushi, can you come back?
Old.
Mushi?
Something's not right.
Mushi!
You just disrespected.
I thought you were a man, but you're only a big fart. I thought you were a man,
Mushi.
But you're only a big fart. I thought you were a man, but you're only a big fart.
End of messages.
Mushi, the answer machine's haunted now. Mushi, can you come back? Mushi? Mushi?
If I could know what to do and the right time to do it, when the lays around and when they get to it, mama, I'd be a true blue guru man. If I knew how to quit and when I'm ahead and stop acting like a crazy fool instead, mama, I'd be a true blue guru man. If I could know when to stop and leave the bottle alone, or when to grab my coat and go on home, I wouldn't be here in the courthouse now. When I can tip my hat and walk out the door without having that just one more, mama, I'll be a true blue guru man. Mama, I'd be a true blue guru man. I'm gonna tell the judge I went round the bend. Gonna give him my word it won't happen again. One day I'll be a true blue guru man. Ooh, just set me free and I'll be a guru man.
Ah, yes. Much like Mushi. Thank you very much, Mushi, for stopping by with Pinecone Pete there. He left too abruptly, though. Peter needs you, Mushi. Where are you? Come back. Eric Bibb there, Guru Man Blues. We'll send that one out to Mushi from the Natural Light CD. And somehow, the next track decided to start playing in the middle of that. So it's not only Peter's answering machine that is now haunted. It is also the wave cart. Here in the radio station. But anyway, yes, we had Mushy and Pinecone Pete and some peaceful cow love there from Pinecone Radio out there in Pine Mountain Club. Marshall Chapman, brand new stuff from her new CD, Blaze of Glory. And we heard Call the Llamas to start off the set. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. If you're listening live and local on a Friday night, you can get in touch, 526-3494. Got about another 30 minutes, probably time for a request if you got one. And if you're listening any other time online, the Global Voice, perhaps, Boston Free Radio, Bob FM, or of course, Pinecone Radio out there in Pine Mountain Club, send email, outofthewoodsradio, all one word, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, folks, we're going to get back to it, but first we got a quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.